executed.
All right, Jay, go ahead.
Yep. All righty. Public hearing to order. I'd like to have Legislator Bruno please lead us in a pledge of the flag and remain standing for a moment of silence. And the flag is up. You got to unmute yourself, Al.
Congratulations to the flag.
United States of America.
Republic.
To the Republic, which stands one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice,
liberty,
for all.
Justice for all.
Okay. Moment of silence doesn't quite work very well.
Roll call. Archer. Bartels.
Here.
Bruno.
Here.
Cahill.
Here.
Corcoran.
Here.
Criswell.
Here.
DeLon. DeLon. Donaldson.
Here.
Fabiano. Gavaris.
Present.
Green.
Here.
Haynes.
Here.
Heppner.
Here.
Litz.
Here.
Lopez.
I see him.
Yeah. Mayo.
Here.
Parody.
Yes.
Petit.
Here.
Roberts.
Oh, here's the one.
I'll go back to him. Ronk.
Present.
You should tell. Walter.
Here.
Waro.
Here.
I'm going to go back to DeLon because I see him.
Here.
19 present and 4 absent. Tonight's first public hearing is on proposed local law number 7 of 2020, a local law amending the code of the County of Ulster in relation to local law number 5 of 1991, a local law adopting a hotel and motel room occupancy tax to clarify the tax law's application to short-term and vacation rentals. We do already have some speakers signed up, and I know there may be some more. So I'm going to read the speakers we have. We'll go in that order. And then Chairman Donaldson will ask if there's anyone else who will like to speak. And we'll just be respectful and wait for him to call on those people. The first person that I've signed up to speak is our comptroller, March Gallagher.
You're here. I appreciate the time. I wanted to share with you that my office undertook an audit of occupancy tax paid by short-term rentals that we last month. The objective of the audit was to better understand the registration and collection process, whether the county is capturing all short-term rental occupancy tax revenue due, and our opportunities to improve collections. Because of COVID, into a program audit and a financial audit, it turned out that a lot of the host properties had trouble replying because of the pandemic, but we actually were able to get through it. You can find the full report. And here's what we found. First of all, we found the Department of Finance to be incredibly helpful and accommodating to us and our staff through a very difficult time. We also found that Department of Finance's efforts have resulted in substantially increased revenues over the last several years, going from $1.196 million in revenues to $2.032 million, a 70% increase. So I want to note that. That being said, we did find that the Department of Finance's systems most registered properties, when we went through their tax statements, their quarterly statements, many statements, but the majority of those errors were immaterial. There were only small errors resulting in minor amounts of tax lost. 25% of the properties identified through third-party research, however, completely with the county. And of the pool that had been identified, we were able to locate properties identified but not registered, however, still listing identify property hosts that had attested that they do not rent, still renting in Ulster County with reviews during the audit period. And furthermore, we identified that third-party research vendor did not identify. That happened when we would look for a property, couldn't find it, found a neighbor by accident that no one had ever uncovered. We do not separate operators separate from hotel and motel. So we actually cannot track that separately. And we recommended creating a separate general ledger code like our neighboring counties, like for example, so that we can better identify those revenues coming in. And finally, we did recommend entering into an Airbnb voluntary collection agreement as well as any other platform that offers it to collect the tax at the point of sale. And I wanted to speak very quickly on that. We reviewed other municipal VCA agreements, and signing a VCA will not prohibit us from asking host properties to respond to an audit request from the comptroller's office in the future. Signing a VCA will not prohibit Ulster County from continuing to retain a third-party research firm to identify properties. And in fact, we will need to continue that pull in revenues off of other platforms. So our conclusion is that a VCA would bring needed additional revenue to Ulster County without limiting our access to information. Thank you.
Next speaker, Vicki.
The next speaker is Tom Smiley.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm Tom Smiley. I'm the CEO of Mohawk Mountain House. Today, I'm speaking on behalf of the Ulster County Lodging Coalition, which is a group of lodging operators, predominantly more traditional hotel motel operators, some bed and breakfast, but we do also have some Airbnb operators within our membership. I'm not sure if I've covered everybody that I see on the call, but within our group tonight, I see Eric Gullickson and Barbara Starwell, both with Mohawk Mountain House. Eric is our president, Barbara is our general manager. Tamara Murray from Emerson, and Shelley Turk and Andrew Sheftelli from Rocking Horse Ranch. And then we also have Mark Doerr on the call tonight. He is with New York State Tourism Association. And I believe he'll be speaking next. So thank you for giving us the opportunity to speak to the legislature. I'm looking over to the side because I'm reading from my notes. I apologize, I'm not looking directly into the camera. But this issue seems to come up semi-regularly. It's been coming up for the Lodging Coalition for at least the last 8 years. Seems to be this perennial item that comes up. And we as a coalition don't want to stand in the way of tax collection. We're also actually interested in some other factors that would level the playing field across hospitality operators and short-term, transient occupancy. That's what our industry calls it. And that is rental for less than 30 days or without a contract, typically. So I just want to really start by saying, we're a business that enriches the community. We provide employment opportunities, recreational opportunities, and we're the primary businesses that help drive tourism in Ulster County. We Mohawk Mountain House has been in operation for over 150 years. Some of our other members have been 40, 50, 60 year operators. So we take the long-term view, and we very much have an interest in what's best, not just for ourselves, but for our community. Like I said, our interest is a level playing field. So, we'd like to ask legislators consider all the factors come into play. And That would include requiring a registration for any business operator, and that's really what SDR is. The any of the various platforms are all their businesses. And make sure that those businesses are operating in the same way that we're required to, with health and safety, you know, the licensing, permitting, inspections, all the things that we have to do as a short-term rental. Want to make sure that the appropriate health safety standards are actually followed. So it's permitted, but it's inspected, and it's also, you know, make sure that they're even aware of the regulations they need to follow. Make sure they're holding the appropriate insurance and liability coverages for a business as opposed to a home. And then, of course, be responsible and pay their taxes just like everybody else is required to. Really we're asking the coalition is asking the legislature represent the community's interests and those of our employees, which number in the thousands. By focusing on the points mentioned above regarding a level playing field and being cautious and wise and not executing any contractual agreement that would shield the business from the requirements of operating in a transparent manner in our community. And in particular, the obligation of a business operator is to pay their taxes, and how they go about collecting those taxes, in this case from their customer and remitting them to the county, is less material than the fact that they're the ones obligated. They owe it. And part of this legislation, the draft indicates that, so this is part of the proposed local law number 7. I believe it's the bottom of the first page, start of the second page, and it starts with 2 points. One is we've undergenerated funds by at least $500,000 in 2019. Two, this is not a tax on the individual tourist renter who likely lives outside our county, but instead is a charge to our county's hosts who have, excuse me, no means of collecting this tax from their renter. Through a voluntary contract with the hosting companies, a full tax can be reclaimed from the renter. Therefore, the overarching purpose of enacting this local law includes generating significant revenue for the county and supporting a balance between economic opportunity and affordable housing. And I've heard this before, that the only way to get the short-term rental company to pay the tax is to sign an agreement with them. And that the host can't pay the tax because they can't collect it, because they're not the ones actually processing the transaction with the guest. So we did a search of local operators and of Airbnb's website in particular, because the legislation actually calls out Airbnb. There is a means by which any operator can set up their account with Airbnb to have the tax collected on their behalf, and either remit it themselves or have it remitted through Airbnb. And that's currently available right now. And then we did a search of some of the properties, and in Ulster County, there's properties that are currently collecting occupancy tax. So they don't give you addresses on their listings, but one is titled Uptown Kingston. One just says Pine Bush. It's a entire house by Rita and Joe. Near Bel Air ski area, it's an entire cabin hosted by Christian, Accord, New York, and that one is a private room and a cottage hosted by Carol. And so these are current listings active right now that you could book tonight, where occupancy tax is part of the fees that they quote and collect during the booking. So I don't see how, you know, signing this agreement brings any significant advantage to the county.
All right, anyone else? Next.
The next speaker signed up is Mark Dorr.
Hello, this is Mark, president with the New York State Hospitality and Tourism Association. Again, thanks for having me. I was down a couple of years ago in person before the COVID hit, and I had a good time at the last meeting. I'm just here from a state perspective, just to, I guess, and could deal in all over the state, and we've been locked in trying to get some state legislation done for the last 10 years, kind of been in a wrestling match with Airbnb regarding our legislation and the part of it that says that there would be a registration process and tax collection. So you know, they have worked with us and said, oh, yeah, that sounds good. And then we move down the line. They say, well, that's then they spend $500,000 to get somebody elected in the state legislature that can put forth their legislation. But I'm just here to encourage you not to give up on the mechanism that you currently have in place. I was on a call the other couple of weeks ago, and as far as New York State goes, Ulster County, and this is why I'm so involved with you folks, is that right now the mechanism you have is the best one in the state. It just really needs kind of some additional enforcement, and I just want to make sure that you guys keep in mind that enforcement going forward. And the other thing is, again, just a word of caution is, because we deal with this a lot, is even at the state level, we get a lot of promises, and yes, we'll do that from the short-term rental folks when it comes to real and actual audits and the disclosure of registrations. And when it gets right down to it, we start to move the legislation, it becomes, no, we didn't agree to that. We're not going to share any information with anybody. You're going to have to get it through the state legislature. So, and some of the biggest cities are engaged in long-term fights for the details of the people listing and the communities that are being impacted by it. And, you know, they've been in lawsuits for years and years. And my caution is that, you know, if the biggest cities in the world that are having the struggles and troubles and going into court to battle them, Ulster County, while it may have good resources that, you know, to go into, some legal battles with Airbnb or whoever it is on getting the listings and the actual revenue and the audits is going to be daunting. So again, you have a great registration process. And I just want to caution entering into something that may cause you more harm over the long term. I know you guys have been collecting money and, you know, you're looking to grab, you know, get more money, and I get it for the county, but I just wanted to caution everybody to be careful on moving forward, thinking that you're going to get Airbnb to buckle to what you're at. You spend a lot of time and resources away from the enforcement into, we're going to get them to do XYZ. That's really my caution. And I'll end with this, because I read it today and I thought of you guys. I read a lot of biographies. And if you're a sports, sometimes my wife says to me, you know, you read too much about sports. But I wanted to share, because I thought of Ulster County. I was reading a biography on Vince Lombardi. It said, and I underlined it because I was having the meeting tonight, anything is ours, providing we are willing to pay the price. And then I write, the price being paid right now for you folks, and you've already done all the work, you've paid the price, you just need to enforce the mechanism that you have. And the price that everybody has paid over the last 8 years to get that mechanism in place, the worrisome thing for me is that the price that you paid may go away, because if you enter into some of these agreements, you lose control of your short-term rental industry and, you know, the auditing and the exact money that you're owed and the reporting, it becomes very diluted. So that was just my 2 minutes, was just a caution on going forward. You have a great mechanism in place, and I hope you would consider keeping that and working toward enforcing it for the long-term goals. And that was it. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Vicki?
Kathy Nolan.
Hello, nice to be here with you all. I completely support the comments of Tom Smiley and Mark Doerr. They've anticipated some of my concerns, but I would highlight the findings that the legislature is citing at the bottom of page one. I see the claim that the current mechanism has undergenerated funds by at least $500,000 in 2019 in 1 year alone. I don't see any substantiation for that. Maybe it was submitted separately by the authors of this resolution, but I would like to see the materials that back up that claim. And as Tom Smiley said, there are mechanisms by which these monies can be collected, and they have been being collected from the renter, even if it is the host that is sending it to the county. That money is coming from the renter who is booking the room with that individual. I think that the upfront cost, as Mark Doerr said, of putting the system in place have already been expended and give us detailed, specific information and keep us in contact with the individual B&Bs. Even if the Airbnb or other platforms would give us aggregate data but allow us to dig in when we want, we won't know where to dig in. As a scientist, aggregate data is a way that you hide stuff. It is not how you find out what's actually happening. The way we know is to get the individual information, and you can follow trends much more easily on an individual location by looking across a spreadsheet or a printout of their individual taxes year to year and note discrepancies in ways that I think will be very difficult to obtain if we have only these host platforms collecting information for us, or even primarily relying on that. So I see a risk that we would need to duplicate in order to obtain the information that we currently have. And I think that the benefit of having the platform obtain these funds is, you know, there, but it is small, given that we're now getting, you know, very high percentages of collection with doing it the way we've been doing it. And we didn't talk about the cost of going into this system, of having to monitor it, which would, you know, be an additional layer of government coming from the comptroller's office, probably. But why do that when you could have the information generated for you directly at the time that the person reports or doesn't report? So I think we have a very good system. It's not broken. I don't think we should fix it. I think we should take heed of the statewide organizations telling us that we're the model with our current system and not change to go to another system that holds very little benefit for us, especially at this point in time. Thank you.
The next speaker signed up is Supervisor Harris.
Hi, I'm Shannon Harris. Thank you. I'm having a little bit of technical issues, so I hope I don't disappear on you again. I'm speaking today on behalf of the Ulster County Supervisors and Mayors Association and the Town of Esopus. I agree with the Comptroller's report that we need to collect more revenue from STRs. There's no debate about that. I do think, as an Airbnb host myself, that it would be more convenient for, as from a host perspective, to have that automatically taken out of the fees. There are fees that are automatically taken, and if that process were streamlined, I see no problem with that. But on speaking with the supervisors and mayors this morning, there was no support for what this resolution achieves, which we unanimously don't believe it will achieve any desired effect. We believe this resolution is duplicative. It's redundant in that it presents a problem for the Ulster County executive, who already is in negotiations with Airbnb to have an agreement, and attempt to reach that agreement in consideration of some of the important aspects of municipal and local oversight. And in order to achieve an agreement that has that specificity in it to put the municipalities at an advantage with their regulatory control over short-term rentals in our local markets, we need to have the best agreement possible. If this legislature makes a statement on the public record, it compromises the negotiations that are already ongoing that take into account very important details that impact the localities. It creates signing the agreement a fait accompli with Airbnb. That brings us to another problem that the supervisors have concern about, which is it only focuses on Airbnb. There are other platforms that are equally competitive. This is just targeting one brand. And it's a real, to us, it seems like it's potentially harmful to the negotiation process, and it's a waste of time because it's already happening. So it doesn't really solve anything except risk some of the negotiation terms that are currently in process. The supervisors also were dismayed at how we were approached by the sponsor, one of the sponsors, Legislator Walter. We were approached by Legislator Walter on the call that we had several months ago, and we even had a follow-up to that call and gave lots of feedback.
Please don't address anybody, any of the legislators directly. If you want to talk about it, but don't address the legislators directly or bring their names up. Thank you.
Okay. We were dismayed at the approach because the feedback that we provided was not taken into account. And those issues that I just spoke about were reiterated at that time. So all in all, there's concern about this resolution and what it achieves. We don't believe it's meaningful. We think, in fact, it's a waste of time and duplicative at this point. And that's all I wish to say.
Thank you.
I have no one else that has signed up.
Does anyone that has not signed up wish to speak? Others listening in. Does anyone that has signed up wish to speak? That is not signed up, I'm sorry, wish to speak?
Hey, this is Andrew Chaffetelli from Rocking Horse Ranch.
Okay.
Hey, thank you guys for having us on tonight. And so I just want to make a comment because earlier I said, you know, we can identify these properties on the Airbnbs. We can even see people leaving reviews, so we know who they are. We know that they're actively renting their houses. So I just want to also say I support what Mark and Tom and Kathy said. You know, we're just all we're missing here is the enforcement, and we need to figure out how do we enforce the legislation that's already on the books. We've come so far. Ulster County's doing a great job. Let's work on the enforcement because that's really what levels the playing field for us in the hospitality business here in the hotel business.
Thank you. Does anyone else that is on the call wish to speak? I'm looking. Anyone else wish to speak? Unmute himself and yell out, I guess. I'm trying to keep everybody on here, trying to see, got two screens. All right, it looks like there's no one else that wishes to speak. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn this first public hearing. Mr. Donald.
Mr. Chairman, I will make a motion to close the public hearing.
You're very good at that, Legislator Litz. A second. Seconded by Legislator Bruno. And the first public hearing is closed. And Madam Clerk, could you call the second public hearing?
We have to take a vote on the motion?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, you're right. You're exactly, that's why you're so good at this. I knew I could count on you. I take a vote, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any against? None? Adjourned. Now you may call the second public hearing.
Tonight's second public hearing is on proposed local law number 4 of 2020, a local law establishing certain consumer protection practices in Ulster County and penalties for violating same. And we have no one who has signed up.
Does anyone that's here wish to speak? Anyone wish to speak on the issue? If you do, call out. Normally we don't do that, but it certainly helps when I'm looking through three screens. All right.
Hearing none, Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
All right, Legislator Bruno, you second that, right?
I'll second that one too.
All right, you're very good at that. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, any opposed? Second public hearing closed. There we go. Call for the third public hearing, Madam Clerk.
Tonight's third and final public hearing is on the tentative budget for Ulster County Community College for the year 2020-2021. And there is no one who has signed up ahead of time for that hearing either.
Alrighty, does anyone that's out there wish to speak? Anyone wish to speak? You know, be allowed if you do. Right, having none, Legislator Litch, do your thing.
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing, Mr. Chairman.
All righty.
And I'll second it.
Legislator Bruno has a question.
Actually, I was seconding it.
Very good. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Thanks, Kathy.
Third public hearing is closed, and we'll go back into Ways and Means, take a 5-minute break, and within... what is it? In 6:55, we'll open that back up again.
Everyone remember, just click the same link as the last one for Ways and Means.
Yes, very good. Thank you, Ken.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion for adjournment.
Alrighty, I thought we just did that.
No, you just said you were going to go back to Ways and Means.
I'll second it.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
I don't think we needed to do that. We already adjourned it. It was in 3 meetings.
Herbie just likes to adjourn so much, you know.
There you go.
He's such an adjourner.
I like to keep things moving.